afternoon. It's 3:45 on June 7th. Calling meeting volunteer firefighters and reserve officers board together. Agenda that's been circulated. Do I have a motion?
I'll motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Agenda is approved. Okay.
So there's just one item on the agenda for new business. That's a certificate of eligibility for pensions that you have before you. So someone who was in service with the district from 84 to 97 by the name of Murray Johnson.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Yeah, I'll motion to approve.
Second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. I don't believe we have any other business today.
No, I have one thing that I would mention. I was going to talk a little bit about LOSAP program during the board meeting today.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if maybe that will be something we talk about here too. But we can talk about it in the regular board meeting and then decide. I don't have any actionable stuff. I just want to kind of talk about the program, where it's at, what benefits folks are getting out of it or not getting out of it, and if there's a better way we can invest in people where they'll actually get the money back. So
I'm good with dealing with it partially at this meeting, so that Mark's got it to take back to the membership.
Okay. Yeah, so I can give the briefing now. Is basically, I don't have the formal presentation to make, but Vicky and I have been researching the program, looking at what have we gotten out of it and what have we invested for people. And LOSAP is basically vesting after 5 years of service.
Yeah.
And then after, I think it's 63, you can receive some benefits back between $8 and $250 or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, when we look at the big picture of it, we see we're putting a lot into this for folks, and they don't get it back out because they're either not here long enough, or it's not a lot of money in it compared to what we invest.
Yeah.
So the question that I want to come back, do a little bit more research on and come back with, if it sounds interesting to everybody, would be to see, can we put that into deferred comp? Could we put that into some other kind of investment where, hey, they're going to get it back 100% and
would
it's better?
Terminate the whole LOSAP agreement?
Nope. Everybody who's already in LOSAP would continue. But
I have a vested interest. I will be quite honest.
We can't get out of what's already there. It would be, this is something for down the road, 50 years from now.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, those folks who maybe are here for 3 or 4 years or whatever the case may be, can we put the money in something where they're going to get more benefit out of it?
Yeah.
And so there's a reason we're the only district in the state that's still on. And that is the reason.
I know the original reason commissions were interested in it was that it was an incentive for people, you know, in the 3 and 4 and 5 year range to
stick
pay for a long time. That was kind of thinking behind it. I would agree that maybe seeing insurance problems.
Nice, but at the same time, I think a big picture might be better.
Yeah.
Better investment.
No, I'd be up to looking at it and see if there's any better way to invest the money. Okay. So, Mark, you're going to take that back to the volunteers to go.
I can't get you guys. That was I'll just play basically the same spiel. Like I said, I wanted to kind of tease it, see, yeah, this is something we want to keep exploring. Then we'll come back with facts and figures. It's going to be a several months process. I anticipate it going. This is what the program is now. This is what we could do with it. That's back and forth.
Okay. Any other business? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
All motion to adjourn.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned.